Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
And I want to go now to Patricia. Patricia, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Katie. Can I preface my call by saying I enjoy your programme and, of course, when Joe's on as well. You do great work.
Delighted to hear it, Patricia. And tell me, you were in touch with us because you have a house in Strandhill, beautiful Strandhill up there in Sligo.
Well, the house is not in Strandhill. The house is in the middle of a bog in Riverstown. But yes, we went to Strandhill last weekend and it was just incredible to see the number of people there. There were people, the car park was full, and then down along the front, the seafront, the cars passed there as well. Now, there was no room for the people to walk. There were so many people. It was, in 20 years, I've never seen it as crowded. And at the ice cream, Mama Johnson's, they make their own ice cream, wonderful ice cream. But there was a queue of at least 40 people.
Wow. Okay, I might just ask you, Patricia, maybe pull the phone back from you for a bit. We're just having a little... Yeah, that's a little bit better, actually. Thank you. So you were just... couldn't get over the crowds.
I couldn't get over the crowds. And in all of the crowds... Now, there were surfers there, and there are 3 surf schools, as far as I'm aware. There could be more.
Okay.
Patricia,
I'm going to interrupt you and I'm really sorry, but you know what? Yeah. We're going to call you again because that line, people just won't be able to hear you clearly enough, and I do want to get your point across. I'll let you go and we'll get back to you in a moment. And I'm joined again by Patricia. Good afternoon again, Patricia.
Good afternoon, Katie.
Yeah, in case anyone missed the top of the programme, you were briefly on, but your line broke down on us. You were telling us about the hordes of people in Strandhill.
That's correct.
Was that last weekend?
That was last Saturday.
Which was a beautiful day in the west of Ireland.
It was a nice day. But the crowds were incredible. And in all of the crowds I saw there, only 2 people, I know it was outdoors, but only 2 people had masks on in all of that. And it was so crowded that, you know, there was no room to walk, quite literally no room to walk. And I saw 2 beach wardens in the middle of it. Now, they were just walking side by side along the pavement on the seafront. But, you know, it was incredible. And as I said, ice cream queues, about 30, 40 people in queues. There was no social distancing because there was no place to go. Do you understand? You know, there just wasn't room to walk. And Mullaghmore was the same. And the other one was Glencar Waterfall. They were thronged, all of them. And obviously, everyone, there's no one, you know, everyone has the right to go there. But just very frightening to see the crowds.
Okay, stay there with us because I have Melanie on the other line. Melanie White, good afternoon to you.
Hi there, how are you doing?
Is it Rebel Surf School you have there?
Rebel Surf School, yeah, that's us.
In Strandhill, and which is, of course, an absolute haven for surfers always. Were you around on Saturday?
I was around on Saturday, yeah. Saturday, the weekend would be our busiest time.
And was it, as Patricia was describing there, like...
So, Strandhill does get very busy normally. And since the lockdown, we definitely have seen a surge of people. As people that live locally in the area, yeah, it has been a bit overwhelming as to the amount of people that have arrived, and everybody's obviously coming out of a long period of being inside and they want the outdoors, which is totally understandable.
It doesn't sound like a good scenario, though, if people are that, you know, rammed together on beaches and in queues for ice cream and on footpaths.
So in terms of that, I would disagree. I think that the local businesses are doing a very good job of maintaining the social distancing. I mean, it's incredible how we're actually doing it because there's a huge demand for Strandhill. I would say that the people coming to Strandhill maybe need to be a bit more aware that it's a village where people live. We live here. And it's a community at the end of the day. So if it's busy, maybe turn around and go to another place that's quieter. Do you know? But in terms of the businesses that are working here, we are all operating within the guidelines that are dictated to us by the HSC.
Okay.
I can't comment for other businesses. But
you're getting it right, Milla. I'm sorry to cut across you, but we are actually out of time. Patricia, before I let you go, would you go back to Strandhill?
Oh, yes, I will.
Okay.
Yes, I will.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it at that and we'll take our last break.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.